Welcome to the G&JB Show, Season 3, Episode Number 2, The Aftermath, Jackie B.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Wow. Holy shit. Man, I'm telling you, I did not expect that from Paul Gallen. As I predicted all the winners, though, just let everybody know, did predict everyone winning. Probably not in that sort of fashion. I thought Paul Gallen would probably do Lucas over the distance. What do you think?
Well, I thought Lucas was going to stop him, so I was fucking way off.
Yeah, you don't know shit about boxing.
I don't.
Mate, but Lucas looked sloppy.
Mm.
I'm not even talking about his body shape. I'm talking about he come out there and his feet weren't really balanced. He was stepping with the wrong feet, moving right. Crossed over, half threw a jab, got a little bit off balance. But after he threw his shots, his hands were low and it was like he's sauntering around the place rather than, mate, heavyweight boxing, even though Gallen's not called a one-punch banger, he's still very strong and can hit very hard. So I just think your defense is the number one thing, but Lucas' defense wasn't there at all. It got clipped. I thought he stumbled. I saw his knees go a little bit. Then another time he got clipped and he fell forward on Paul, and I thought if Paul stepped back, he would have got him, but he just stayed on him and he went down.
That's all she wrote.
Yeah. And then the second knockdown flat on his face.
It's a sad ending to a career that was quite good.
Good, yeah.
Like, he didn't quite reach the heights. Like, if he had won, though, the Dillon White fight or Dave Allen fight, you know, you would have...
Could have reignited him again.
Really done some big... Well, done more than he did, but...
Yeah.
Man, he won a WBA world title and he carried the heavyweight division on his back for a while, so good on him. And, look, he'll cop a bit of shit for losing to a rugby player, but I think Gallen's gone past that point of just being a... rugby player that has a bit of a fight. Like, he's not a Hopper Wadi. He's definitely a Paul Gallen. Like, he looked good. And his boxing technique was good. He was moving his head and he knows his strengths. He knows his weaknesses. And I think he analyzes himself really well. And he's got a good team around him. So, all the best to him.
I think nobody mentions anything about the fact that Graham Shaw is in his corner. That is one very smart boxing coach.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He took all the Grange boys when the Grange was a big gym, when Geely, Pittman, all those. He was Geely's coach all the way through as a professional. He started with Jeff Fenwick and then he moved to Graham Shaw. Mate, he's a very experienced coach and very smart. So I think obviously, Paul's come from such an ultimate professional background. I think Graham Shaw is a perfect coach for him because he's very intricate, will come up with a plan. And obviously, Paul Gallen is used to following plans. You know what I mean? He's done it all his life. Mate, I didn't expect him to blow him out in the first round. I did think he'd win. But then again, always thought Lucas was a chance. And then I've just seen Lucas wanting to fight again. I just think
it's got to be financial, doesn't it?
Who's going to want to watch him fight, to be honest?
I think
it's not interesting, really.
It's hard to make that justice fight now because of what Gallen's just done, but then it's easier to make the Gallen fight. So,
look, to be honest,
money talks.
Yeah, but to be honest, I can see now why Dean Lonergan wanted the 100,000. Because if that ended Lucas's career...
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Yeah.
If that ended Lucas's career, that's why now the Hooney fight's not on, the Hooney Brown.
Yeah, but to be honest, the Gallen fight's probably a bit better.
It is.
I'm talking money. Like,
yeah,
Brown would have looked better on Justice's resume, but then...
Is that fight really there, though?
I wouldn't have a clue. Or do you think it's more of a Sonny Bill or a
Barry Hall? Yeah, look, to be honest, the public tune in to Sonny Bill versus Paul Gallen. Barry Hall, whatever happens with Paul Gallen in Barry Hall fight, if he loses, you'll say, oh, you got beaten by a guy that's only had one professional fight.
Yeah.
If he loses, if he wins, he was supposed to, because Gallen's now had 11 fights and he's had one.
Yeah,
but, you know what I mean? There's all this. I think the Sonny Bill fight's the big fight for him, to be honest.
Sonny Bill can bang too. Like not can bang, but he can box, he can move.
Well, like I said, they can all punch. Mm. We didn't think Paul Gallen could punch until, well, not a known legitimate punch. Obviously, he had work rate. But, mate, I looked through. I had a bit of a back and forth with somebody bagging out the main event last night, and I'm thinking, why? On social media, I'm thinking, why? Like this, that was a great fight. That was a very exciting fight. I loved it. I loved the excitement around it. It was what it was. It's professional boxing. A lot of people are bagging it. I can't.
But that's going to happen.
Oh, it is what it is.
Whatever way you slice and dice it, there's always going to be someone that says something. So,
one thing that we can learn about professionalism is don't listen to those people. You can't tune in and buy into what they say. At the end of the day, Paul Gallen does know his job, and he knows those negatives create conflict, and conflict creates more dollars for him. So yeah.
He's on a good wicket, and look, No Limit put on another good show. I think the undercard was great. Some good matchups there. I think their last undercard was awesome as well. So it's a good platform for all those boys that are coming up to get some eyes on them that usually wouldn't be there. And it's on a Wednesday night. Like, all the footy fans are tuning into the boxing now.
That's right.
That might be our window now.
Hey, that's it. So let's go backwards from that. Well, no, let's stay on that a bit longer. If you're Lucas, what do?
Retire.
Yeah. I don't think that money fight, those money fights are there anymore.
Yeah, but...
And he didn't look good.
What do you do?
He totally looked...
But what do you do after that now? Like,
as far as the rest of his life?
Is like, or do you want to make a quick dollar? Like, if you want to make a quick dollar, you're not going to retire, are you?
Nah, but I just don't think the money's there against anybody. Like we said yesterday, before the fight, Leopai and Brown does not sell anymore. It did 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Doesn't now. It's all about timing.
Whatever. I wish him all the best. I think he's been
a good man. I like Lucas.
Yeah, it's just it's an unfortunate ending. You'd rather it went six rounds and look, it was close, or
and no one got hurt.
Or someone
had
a crack, but is what it is, and
that's the reality of the sport.
Another day, that's the main thing. And I think he's got all his brain cells. He doesn't seem like he's not punchy, is he?
No.
Let's hope
he can find something that ignites passion into him, so he can put a similar sort of effort as he has into his boxing into another part of his life now. Let's hope he can do that and move forward.
Yeah.
I think that's a hard thing about retiring for everybody. They put so much effort into sport or boxing, especially boxing, because you run your own race a lot of times. Yeah. And people cannot retire. Like, you know, to be honest, we've seen it a few times with a few older guys going on a little bit too long. I just think time's up.
Yeah. But look, my head's in a completely different mind space to what theirs would be.
Yeah,
so
it's
easy for me to say, oh, well, you just give up. But I also know what it's like and that feeling you get. Like, we saw Lenny Zappa. I know Lenny Zappa's only still young, but he's been in a lot of wars. And Lenny's 33. And, you know, it's a hard sport. At 33, you're almost on the edge of retirement. And it's sad, but I'm not in that mind space yet. But I say to myself now, like 34, 35, I want to be out. But then you might get to that stage and you might feel like you want to keep going. And that's when you've got to have – I'm not – talking on Lenny here, but like, you gotta have people around you that are gonna say, look, maybe you're not as sharp as you used to be. Or
if people throw money at you, you think you're exactly the same as you were when you were 20 anyway. People talk money, then that's why people come out of retirement.
I know what that feeling's like too, like just having everyone talk about you. Fiend for attention.
Yeah, that's great. Right.
That's well, attention in that in that space, you know, you feel like a champion, you feel great, and you want to just keep going and keep going. And, yeah, it'd be hard to find that passion for something else, but, you know, you'll get to that stage and I'll reassess when I get there.
But we'll come back to Lenny's performance later, but let's work backwards through the card. What about Liam? What did you think of Liam last night? Liam and Francis Chua?
And dust up, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Liam hurt his hand, all reports, in the fourth or something, and fourth round. So he had to struggle. He kept switch hitting, which we've seen him do many a times. He's always gone to southpaw and switched a little bit. What do you think about his performance?
I thought he was it's a hard one because he did really get through some adversity on the night. And I saw Benny put that up, and he's attacking close. Like, you can tell he watches all the greats. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He's tapping a lot. Even like shoulder
push down,
pushing. And
I thought they were a bit obvious last night, those shoulders.
It's probably because he was tired, I reckon.
Yeah, well,
but he got through a hard 10 rounds. So that's probably going to prove to him in any fight now that, look, I want to test like that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Not that you want to cop any punishment. And I don't think he got too badly hurt or anything. I think he had to fight some demons and get through it. And look, I'm looking forward for those tests as well. Yeah. So it was good to see Liam do it and obviously come up in the amateurs together. And but it was good to see the opponent stay there the whole fight. And he was battling some adversity too. He
got cut early too.
And he was getting caught with left hooks a lot and to the body. And he just kept coming forward. And it was good to see Liam dig deep and push through it.
Liam was loading some shots up and not wobbling him as well. And that's another lesson for all of us that, you know, when you don't load your shots up, they're the ones that you catch them with. But when you load them up and you hit or just not in the perfect spot. Well, Francis Chua, what a tough man. Mm. Mate, good on him. He'll probably need a fair rest after that one. His face will be battered and his body will be bruised.
His eye looks banged up.
Even Liam as well. Liam will need a good rest after that. You can't have those fights. Even if it's the fight was pretty tough for both of them. Mm. Mate, it's the training before that you need the break from. You need to rest your body, come again so you don't mentally. I've seen it so many times, people go straight back into a training camp without a few days off or anything, and by week three of their training camp, they're done. They're so over it because they just went too long, you know, too long.
Yeah.
I
think he'll
I think
it'll be a good. I think there's some good fights at that weight division. That's what I was going to say. Like, yep, Paul Fleming's there, isn't he? Super Feather.
Yeah.
Bilal Dib.
Jacko's thereabouts.
Yeah. So hopefully, look, Liam's been asking for those fights. So hopefully they get made and hopefully there's no.
I suppose we see how bad his hand is now, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's well rested and they get those fights happening because there's some good fights. And I think, Liam said it last night, he's the top of the division. So. He's asked for the big names and the big domestic matchup, so it'll be good.
Yeah, I think Fleming might be a little bit step too far at the moment.
Mm. Yeah, how many pro fights is that? Like 30, eh?
Flemo's had a lot of fights.
Yeah.
But Liam might step up and beat Paul Fleming. He might. But I just think it could be taken a little bit slower because he's still a young man. He could still have more developing fights. That was a hard fight. Mm-hmm. Even though, look, to be honest, Liam won nearly every round, I thought.
Yeah. There was a few people online saying it was a bit closer than it was. I thought he won most of the rounds.
I would have given Chua two rounds, to be honest, even after Liam's hand. But then, if that.
Liam was still having his moments, like proper rocking him in those rounds. So, look, it was good. A lot of people will know Liam Wilson now, so after watching that, and that's just part of it. It's good.
Yeah,
and that's what Paul Gallen's given out. It's good.
Exactly.
Exposure. So all the best to Liam and the team.
I just think he's mate, it's going to be the best thing that happened to him, that fight, for learning. You know what it feels like to go 10 hard rounds. He fought Brent Rice over 10 rounds. It wasn't the same sort of fight.
Yeah.
There was not a lot of engagement in that fight, but this fight was in your face. You had to battle. He got hit sometimes. Like I said, I still think he won most rounds, but he still had to work to win the rounds, and Chua wouldn't go away. So, mate, who was next underneath that? Was that Lenny's app?
Yeah.
Lenny's apps?
Your phone again.
Mate, we'll do this every day. We'll just keep the phone ringing.
Yeah, Lenny's app.
Dan Kennedy.
Yeah, he looks sharp, Lenny. I thought I couldn't really knock his performance.
So. Lenny looked really good. He come out as if he's like a boxer rather than an aggressive go forward.
Yeah, same I saw that. Him. Well, he's with the Bilal Akhawayes.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was good. Oh, it was good to watch. He looked sharp. He looked fit. He looked strong.
Mm.
Like big. I saw him in the weigh-ins. Like we said it yesterday. He looked like he's fresh out of jail.
That little left hook that he landed was a cracker. Mm. That was a peach. Yeah, just not that was a for peach.
Him. Boom.
Saying that, I don't like being derogatory, but we have to speak and have opinions on the fight.
Yeah.
I didn't think Daniel Kennedy was there to win the fight.
Yeah, he went
his
in
body language didn't his body it. Language, to be honest, looked like he didn't want to engage with Lenny. Yeah. Which, you know, what, just, I can understand.
Remember I said I knew he'd fought someone and I'd just watched. It was Ben Kite. Remember before he went on the Tasman show?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he did too.
It might have been the main event, I can't even remember now. Oh no, Justice was, I think.
Yeah.
But like that Ben Kite's a hard fight, so he's probably a bit worn from that. Maybe, mate, I don't know.
Ben Kite's always a tough fight for everybody. But mate, he's a I don't know. It was a good fight. What does Lenny do from here on in?
Well, he called out Horn. He
called out Jeff. Is Jeff done? I don't want to see Jeff back anymore. I like the guy. I don't want to see him going through it again.
I don't think
he's got anything to prove.
Into a lot of things now. He's doing his school programs.
Yeah.
It's whatever they want to do. If they want to make that fight, they can, but
Jeff doesn't need it.
Am I
either.
Interested in it?
Will it make Jeff hungry? I don't think so.
No.
It needs to be a superstar name, I think, for Jeff to get up. You know what I mean? And they're not there in Australia at the moment, I don't think.
Jeff's pretty happy with what he's doing, I feel.
I'd say so, yeah.
Just from, so like, I'm just going off social media, but...
Yeah.
Who else was on the card?
And then...
Lenny's out, then...
Brubaker.
Oh, yeah.
And Stevie Spark. That? Good
first
fight.
First round.
Did oh, he, yeah. Drop down drop with an up. Him? Mate, it was called a knockdown, but look, I thought immediately as it happened, I thought that wasn't a knockdown. His glove didn't hit the ground. His legs did go, definitely.
Yeah, but he did. I don't know.
I don't think he hit the ground. His bum didn't hit the ground. His hands didn't hit the ground. Nothing. So that really legitimately shouldn't be classed as a knockdown. And did you realize that one judge
was it
gave every round
to Spark?
To Spark.
Right. So
he
have said no, it wasn't a knockdown.
I don't know if they can do that, can they?
I don't know what they can
do. I don't know, but he obviously hasn't given it a 10-8 round the other way.
I thought Spark looked good, but it's a good test. Another one, like it's as Liam had, just a hard fight.
Yeah.
And it's a good...
And a step like, up in weight too. We didn't even touch on it. I didn't even realize it was a step up in weight and Brubaker could come down.
Yeah. I saw it on Oz Boxing. It was Steve's number one at welterweight now.
Mm.
So that's there's some good matchups there. Like Dara Foley was calling the winner of that fight out. I think Dara goes well with them. There's some that who did he fight? Tyson.
Ty Telford.
No. Ty Telford. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like yeah.
They're all in the mix now. So
yeah.
There's some cracking fights to be made, and Stevie proved a lot.
Also Lenny Zappavinger as well.
Yeah. Well, that'd probably be another good learning fight for him. I think Steve. I still think Lenny's got a little bit.
Left.
From watching, but then you don't know if you get in with Steve Spark's relentless. So
I just don't
know.
I just think Lenny Zapp last night looked great. He really looked good. Mm. Should look like he shouldn't have retired. But I remember watching Lenny's last fight, thinking he needs to retire.
Yeah, well, maybe he just wants to have a few domestic dust ups.
Yeah,
who knows?
Look, obviously called out Horn because that's the name and that's probably what they pay the dollars. Like, there's no point in fighting, you know, for $2,000 in an RSL club, is there? I don't think he's in it for that.
Mm. Unless he's just in it for the moment, likes staying healthy in the camps. I'm not too sure. Can't speak on any of what they're doing.
So, Brubaker, were you impressed?
Well, not really.
Yeah.
No, not really.
No,
I really...
He's a strong, tough guy.
Man, I like his character. I do. Yeah. He probably cops a bit for it, but I think he's got a bit of spark about him.
He brings
Stevie
eyes on
spark.
It. Yeah, he's a bit of Stephen Spark on him.
Yeah, he's got a bit of spark about him. He's got a bit of character. He's not afraid to take the piss out of himself. I like that side of him. Boxing-wise, Yeah, I think he's limited, but
yeah,
he obviously is. He obviously works really hard.
Yeah.
So you got to credit him, but I think that's just what got Steve over the line. Steve's a bit more skillful, gone through the amateur ranks, and I think that showed on the night.
That's what I think. I think Steve's better boxer. And when he was sidestepping off his right foot, throwing his right hand over the top and then keeping going around that side, it was just the boxing showed through, and it wasn't even about the power game. I thought Steve Spark might stop him late, but he didn't. But, geez, he did catch him a few times, though.
But Brubaker, like, that's not a fight he couldn't win. Like, he is up there. I'm not saying he's
shit
or anything. I just thought Steve looked a bit more skilled, and I think that's what showed on the night. But Brubaker's still in the mix. Like, he's still top five probably welterweight in the country.
Yeah, definitely. Mate, it was an exciting event. What else is good that No Limit have been doing? What else do you like about the fight night?
I like – well, you can tell they're investing in their shows. So it's not just your stock standard TV show.
Yeah.
One little thing, when Zoo fought last against Hogan, you know, they had the big Zoo thing and he was boxing in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that looked sick. And like then the it dropped silk. And it was all fireworks. I think they do little things well. It looks like classy events. And I actually liked the Welcome to Country last night.
So I did too.
He was really good.
He was really good.
I think that was a nice touch to the night. And
it was really good what he said at the end.
Yeah, but you could see in the crowd too, people's reactions, respected how they were clapping. It. And then it kind of set a nice tone for the rest of the night. I enjoyed that.
That was good. I like the Welcome to Country. When he said, no matter who we are, we all come together and make this place great. That was excellent. Yeah.
And you could tell people were actually listening to him, because I know he had something written down, but he was speaking from the heart too. Yeah. You could tell he's like talking about his family being there. And I know people attract to that. I thought it was good.
I like that on a different scale, obviously. I think that's what I try and when we do the shows, we want to keep improving all the time and just put little different aspects of entertainment on. It can't just be all about the fights, because for 20, 30 years, it's always been about the fights. But we need the mainstream public to come and get eyes on boxing. Look, No Limit used Paul Gallen. And they've used other footballers as well. And that's how eyes come on. But when they add a little bit it's sort of extra entertainment, brings the people talk about it and say, oh, that was a good event. Then they'll tune in next time.
Yeah, and just little things like the panel and having Zoo come up and talk. And I thought they did a really good
job. Oh, and then Gallen climbing out of his dressing room, running up the stairs to cover the panel. That's all cool. It's part of the drama. It's about.
I was thinking too, like, how many boxers would do that straight after a fight?
And run. Did you see him running they'd be going, oh, no, I don't want to do that.
That's trained from football
media.
It's
professionalism, isn't it?
You've had your fight yet, but the job's not done. I've got to go do media. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. Then it's family time.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, he's setting a good tone there, old gal. I know you love him.
Mate, he's to be honest, I've never been a super fan. He's always just been he played for Cronulla and that's what he's always been. I always thought he's a tough player. Until he started boxing, I was unsure what he'd bring. But some people online are talking about how he's never boxed anybody, but he's beaten a former world champion. I get he's 42. I get it. But after 10 fights, you're not supposed to beat those people. You're supposed to beat them.
Mark Hunt's a good fight too.
Mark Hunt
is known for his standing up boxing skills, yeah.
John Hopewadi was a former Australian champion. Knocked out. He knocked out Colin Wilson. Colin Wilson, who else did he stop? Bob Mirovic. He knocked out Bob Mirovic as well. Yeah. John Hopewadi had some really good wins. Then who else has he beat? Obviously, he's beaten Barry Hall, who was a debutant, but
Barry's been boxing for a while.
He
was at a good gym.
Yeah. But mate, the big one that people forget about is Herman Purcell.
Who beat him?
Paul Gallen's beat him twice.
I haven't watched enough of Gallen.
In his first fight, he beat him. Gallen got dropped. Gallen got up and won, I think, a decision.
Oh, yeah, right.
Rematch about four or five fights later, in Toowoomba, Gallen stopped Herman.
Oh, there you go.
So I looked on the Box Rec records. This is last week. Oh, I can't remember what Gallen was listed, but he wasn't in the top 10. But Herman was about three or four or in the top five. And I was went, that's ridiculous. He's beaten him twice. And this, people weren't, I don't think people were giving Gallen that credit he deserved. Herman's obviously gone on and had some good fights. Yes, he just got beaten by Joe Goodall. But he's a solid boxer himself. And I just, people are under, I think people or the public, not necessarily the boxing people, but I think the public, the non-boxing diehards, are underestimating Gallen's ability and what he's actually doing in boxing.
Yeah, when people tell me, like, oh, how's Gallen getting the main event, like, trying to...
Well, you know who he is, don't you?
Yeah, but they're trying to get me to, like, agree with them, but I always go the other way. So he should be.
This is the real reason.
He's got more... There's a reason Jake Paul's getting a main event and I'm not.
Yeah.
It's because he's got more following.
Because people know who he is. Yeah, that's right.
Well, kids we go to the schools at know who he is. I've never heard of him until a couple years ago when his brother started fighting. And then all the kids at schools, every one of them know him.
Yeah. Mate, yeah, they don't know. Half of those kids at school wouldn't have tuned into last night's fight.
They wouldn't have.
You know, wouldn't have heard of anybody.
No. But they watch Jake Paul.
But they watch Jake Paul fight. Yeah. So that just goes to show, once again, you put out free content, people watch it.
A bit loud then.
Yeah. Was that loud? Blew your ears out? Nice. I saw these lights go up and down. That a bit hard.
Yeah, dickhead.
But, yeah. What else, mate? What else from last night?
Nothing really. I think I reckon we leave that there. I was focused straight on getting back up for training the next morning and – I think we'll touch on we're back doing our schools and our mentoring program, and that's, it's like a new lease of life again.
Yeah,
I like it as much life. As by the end of the term, you've heard every story, you ride the wave with the kids, and then you're a bit like, oh, I need a break.
Yeah,
then you take your 2 weeks and
you're ready to go again. Yeah, it's good. It's good working with the kids, and they're all grateful to see you again.
Yeah, a bit of structure throughout the day too.
We just run a men's group this morning. We had out at Ipswich, myself and Sam were there. We worked with four young men. We just opened the door and let them talk, and we solve the world problems, because as all men can do that, can't we?
Yeah,
something like
probably
that.
Probably wouldn't say that this day and age. You get,
mate. But so we just do that. We just sit and we chat and we talk about problems and whatever's going on in the kids' life, and if we can come up with some ideas together on how they can make their life better, then that's what we do. It's a good program.
Yeah, I can't wait to sit on, because obviously I only did the boxing program. I wouldn't mind sitting in on one of them.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know how much you helped me, guide me through those years. So, not that I was a bad kid, but you need that little bit of direction, a little bit of help, and something to aim towards. And it's good you guys are doing that out there. And
yeah, it's a good
program. I'm teaching them how to box.
Constantly mentoring. Guys, thank you very much for listening. It's the rundown and the wrap from last night's show. Paul Gallen, Lucas Brown. Who knows what's next for those guys? Jackie B.
White Axe. Thank
you. See you, trainer, mate.
Yeah.